Okay, so you mentioned JW is grounded to the ground today. Is that
more so than not just today? Very recently, has been his position. Happily.
What's the meaning of that? I mean, if you're grounded to the ground.
Okay, he was so there's so much power. We are flowing, and there's so much of us flowing in his meat sack body that it was actually a bit overwhelming, you can say. To the point that he had to have, well, we used to talk about Vestal Goodman that way with the long dresses, and the sister was a good 250, well, a good 300. Well, she's a several pounds. She did that to keep herself on the, on this realm, because she would float. That's why she wore them long. She was real tall, had it B-ham hairdo, because she'd get up over hired many times. She wasn't tall as hired, but she'd be above him. Look at, watch the Jubilee. Comes on TV. Sometimes she'd be standing. She never stood next to Hired, because all of a sudden, sometimes she'd be higher, taller than he is. She'd float. That's why she wore them long dresses. So okay, the grounding, that goes back. Stop. This goes back to the question. The question is, it's not about floating. It's not about losing condition. It's about grounding the aperture of the voltage of power in a frequency through a meat sack body. If you have an ascending body, that all this increased energy is going through, it's like wires in your house. If you run a lot of juice through them, it has a tendency to arc and amp those lines, okay? So you have to have a high enough breaker system to control all that extra energy flow. So the grounding, an extra grounding, allows those jeweled level energy exchanges to be able to flow without overwhelming JW's meat sack body. But it's quite a white knuckle flight because it amps up everything. He gets brighter, he gets sharper, he gets more to the point. And he puts up with very little foolishness anymore. He doesn't fool with much anymore. Patience is not his virtue anymore. But then, to be fair, he's not a doctor and he has no patience, so it's all good.
Does he glow?
He's patient with Bob. He likes Bob. He likes Bob.
Does he glow? Does the inner light within JW glow?
Everyone who has any ability or sensitivity says he does have an aura.
Is the aura, the glow around him, visible to other beings?
We just said that everyone who has any gift of ability says that he has. They want to get close to him. And he doesn't like that. He doesn't like, he can be around some people and you just want to lick them. Well, he's one of those you just want to come and lick, but he's not real fond of that. Now, he's not a germaphobe like Bob. Nobody's that like that. But he doesn't mind a good licking now and then, but he's a little more particular about who does the licking. I guess it's a nice way to say it. But he has this draw. Everything wants to get next to him. And he doesn't want all that. He doesn't need all that. I mean, it's fun. I guess it'd be great if he's having a rave or an orgy or something like that. That might be fun, maybe. But see, he doesn't require all that extra attention. But it certainly draws the attention. No question.
Well, with you flowing through him, he must be having an orgasm every billionth of a second.
It is incredible, and that's the way it was described way back in the day, just to have some way of context to know it. And you live in a world where you have to create pain to know that you're in your meat sack body. He has all but no pain, and he has to create pain, but he's a great empath, so he feels everybody that he's around or Kiska say fucks with. He feels their issues. But if he feels it, he'll move it. Like if someone's having knee trouble, Bob will get down his back. And then next thing you know, JW's down in his back. Well, JW has to move it around, then he'll move it to somebody else's house, and then Bob gets better.